It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
I know tomorrow is Valentine's Day, but did you know that today is a big day for love as well?
Is it?
It really is.
Oh.
Today is Mistress Day.
Oh, jeez.
February 13 is known around the country as a day that you take out your mistress. Restaurants love it. They say restaurants are actually quite busy. Bars, clubs, they are bringing in the cash because it's the unofficial holiday when cheating spouses take out the other person in their life for a night out on the town. Before spending the 14th with their actual spouse.
No, that makes sense.
That's horrible.
And now I'm not going to be able to look at any couple in a restaurant tonight and not think that there's something going on, right? Like, you two.
According to a survey by the notorious cheating site Ashley Madison, about 30% of men admit taking their side piece out on Valentine's Day, but the majority say that it does happen today. Now, gift giving is also very big for the side lover in your life. They say, what's the best gift for a mistress? Diamonds and lingerie are the two big things. It says, meanwhile, while wives get chocolate and teddy bears.
Yeah, exactly.
This is so sad.
It's really sad.
That's heartbreaking.
They're out there having fun, aren't they? They say flowers are also a very hot commodity when it comes to your mistress, but you got to be careful because a lot of men out there are placing two separate delivery orders, one to the side and one to the wife. And they say you got to be very careful that you don't mix those up.
Oh, I hope you're going to two different florists for that, too, because, right?
Well, like that, and like you have to also say you have to send them the please don't tell card. Like,
yeah.
that's the thing that comes with the flowers.
Well, it's funny. I was reading about all of this morning because it is just so foreign to me. Like, my God, this is a big world. A lot of stuff's going on. A lot of times these mistresses know about the wife.
Oh, yeah.
They know that it's a married guy and they're fine with it. And, you know, but yeah, the wife, on the other hand, might have an issue with it, but it's funny how many of these ladies know that the guy's married and they don't care.
Who are with married women, it's on the flip side a lot too, you know, both situations.
It is, absolutely.
Factor in here. But
this article that I'm reading is definitely geared towards men, though.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
But
it goes on to say a lot of these restaurant managers and owners are talking about how they will see some dudes come in tonight with somebody,
and then tomorrow night at the same place
with their wife.
Oh my gosh! Like, don't do that. If you're gonna be a slimy son of a, at least do it at two different places to where the restaurant staff doesn't have to play into.
Because you know
lie.
The mistress is gonna be like at Elway's or Del Frisco's, and then take your wife to Applebee's.
Because if I was that waitress, I wouldn't care about a tip. I'd be like, so that was your sister you brought in yesterday? Then
Who would do that?
Absolutely, hey, Ron. I'd do that if this guy thought he could get away with something
it's
like that.
It's not your place.
Oh, I would
Katie.
Totally
not your
do
place.
It.
That is
I would
not
do it.
Your place.
I would do it.
On the other, you could be like, I need a bigger tip so I keep my mouth shut. That's how you play that, kid.
I would say, hey, sir, can we show you your steak over here? It's really well done. And then say that. Yeah, you need to give him a huge tip.
So you guys are telling me I need to give the cheating guy the benefit of the doubt here and not out him to his
wife. I just don't think it's someone's place to do that at a restaurant.
If he came in with the hot girl the night before and I was the waitress and they're holding hands and doing all this and that, and then the very next night he brings in a new girl and it's the same thing.
Same table, same place.
Yeah.
You lean over real quick and be like, I saw you last night.
I know. I feel
my
like I
tip better reflect that.
I feel like I would have to say something. I mean, I just like my stomach would hurt. My stomach hurts telling you guys this right now. Like,
it feels so naughty talking about
it,
doesn't
naughty.
It?
Like,
it feels really naughty. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Today is also a day of love. So.
Sounds complicated.
And if you're a mistress, call in now. 303-691-1649. What's the old person thing that you do? This is all based on a message that came in from Lisa. She says, hey, JKJ, I need to vent. My husband just turned 30, but I swear he's secretly an 85-year-old man in disguise. She says, I don't know when it happened, but now I feel like I married a grandpa. She says, first of all, he groans every time he sits down or stands up. Like, dude, your joints are fine.
Yeah.
I'm kind of.
I was like, I'm trying to think. I think I do that too.
I'm so bad at that.
He also insists on getting to the airport 3 hours early for domestic flights.
That's just smart. I like this guy.
I don't have a problem with that.
I'm okay with that too. And don't get me started on his bedtime. By 8:30 p.m., he's in a recliner, remote in hand, complaining that TV these days is just too loud and too fast. And she gave us one more thing. Can you believe this? He reads the entire terms and conditions.
Oh gosh!
Before downloading an app, who does that?
No one has ever done that in the history of time.
It's an old man thing. Let me read the terms and conditions. Tell me I'm not alone in this. Did I marry an old man, or is this just what happens when guys hit 30?
He's only 30.
Little help here, says.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa, I see some calls already coming in, but if you want to call in and tell us what is your old person thing that you do, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie Cat, I feel like we're all doing something like this.
I think so. I mean, I think of like my daughter who's 21 and she collects plants like it's her job. She has 82 plants.
That's an old lady thing.
She's a little gardener and I swear.
Whoa, hold on. 82 plants?
82 in her room.
What?
Yeah. She has 82 plants that she takes care of and they all have names and it is insane. I don't know where she got that from, but I call her old all the time. I'm like your little grandma with your plants and everything. But I also just something I do. I love to take baths and read. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. I've lived in a place now where I don't have the luxury of taking baths, so it's been almost a year since I've been to take a bath, since I've been able to. But my new place has a big garden tub, and I cannot wait to get in there multiple times a week and just, like, let my skin go pruny and read and read and read. So
that does feel like something that's somebody who's retired, who's just got nothing but time. You
exactly.
Just kick back in there.
Like, spend a whole – like, I could spend 3 hours in the bathtub. Just refilling the
water. Sitting in your own
filth. I'm telling
filth.
You, I love it. Mm. So that's my
Yucky.
Old
that's
gross
pretty
thing,
good.
Apparently. I didn't know
you're sitting in your own
gross.
Bath water.
Well, I'm not that dirty. Jeez. I just like the
skin
bubbles.
Flakes and
I will tell bubbles. You, the old person thing that I have been doing lately, and Nicole was actually giving me crap about this last night, is I've been shopping for slippers.
Oh.
I've been researching slippers, and I go to the store, and I look at slippers, and I rub my hand across them, and there's a pair that I really want that they're North Face slippers, so they look like the puffy jackets, but they're like $75, and I just have not pulled the trigger yet, but every time I look at them, I'm like, one of these days,
you will be mine,
and I am spending way too much time shopping for slippers.
Reviewing slippers.
They're my house shoes.
You haven't even got them yet.
I haven't. I don't know what color to get yet. They come in all sorts of colors.
Let's do some more research.
What's the old person thing that you do? I'll take a couple here before we go to break. Hey, Phil.
How's it going?
We're super dupes. So what's the old person thing that you do?
So my grandfathers, both of them carried this. I carry a handkerchief with me.
Do you really now?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, do you actually use it or just do you carry it with you?
I use it. I mean, I have three girls and three kids, and so they you know, if their nose is, you know, not, I use it. But also, this is an interesting thing why I carry it. I have, I struggle with clogged tear ducts, and so. So my tears don't drain, and so sometimes people think I'm crying, but no, it's my tear ducts that are clogged, and so I use a handkerchief to wipe the tears.
That's also very old.
That's
thing.
What I was going to say. Yeah, the clogged tear ducts sound old.
Phil,
I know. It's a long story.
That is a long story. I'm sorry for your condition, but the handkerchief is gross, dude.
Yeah, no, but thank you for sharing. But
thank you for the overshare today, buddy.
Hey, wait.
Bye. Hold on, kids. Before you go, Phil, is it like monogrammed? Is it embroidered with your initials?
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. I haven't done that yet.
Okay, so you haven't gotten full old guy
Make
yet.
Make sure nobody takes your handkerchief, Phil.
Hey, Phil, before you go, who are your kids? Give them a shout out.
Oh, I have Lila right here with me right now.
Oh, she's got a hi, little Lila.
Hi, Lila.
I have a Lila too. Phil, thank you for listening. Have a good morning, buddy.
Of course. Have a good one.
Later,
thanks,
man.
Phil. Bye, Lila.
Let's do one more here.
So
hey,
sweet.
Ann.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your old person thing that you do?
Well, I collect like old recipes and old cooking magazines, and I clip them out, and I have a little box for them. And sometimes I'll just put my reading glasses on and cozy up to bed, and I'm just like reading the little recipes and what maybe the little old lady wrote about the recipe.
I love
it. I've never cooked any of this stuff, but
probably a lot of lard in those recipes is my guess. A lot of squirrels and lard. yeah.
Oh,
so how many recipes do you have?
Oh my gosh, I have a storage unit that has so much.
What?
Wait. I mean, I collect old Martha Stewart magazines, old Reader's Digest. I mean, and I just collect these recipes. I clip them out, and, you know, I've had them for years. I want to give some to my daughter. So I'm making a little book for her, but I like never cooked like none of this stuff.
Your daughter's gonna be like, "Hey, thanks."
Yeah, it's like it's like trading cards for a guy. You know, I just like to collect them and read them.
That's
a
wicked old person thing to do.
Yeah,
I want you to take some time this weekend though and make something. If that's all you're doing is collecting, make something, Anne. Send us a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, I will.
All right, Anne. You have a good day.
You too, guys.
Bye. Thanks, Anne. Bye.
We got time. We'll do one more, and then we got to jump into a break. Hey, Joanna.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your old person thing that you do?
For me, it's all about the injuries. It's like one day I was an all-star, like, high school track athlete, and the next day I woke up and I, like, threw my back out sneezing.
Yeah.
I threw my back out again reaching for a brush. Mm. That was all before, like, the age of 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Last year, you need some calcium.
I tore my calf muscle dancing the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, no. What?
We call that the Bohemian Rhapsodent.
Oh, no.
Come on.
That's funny.
That's good.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on, too.
That's really good.
That's good stuff.
Isn't it funny, like, it's when you wake up in the morning and you're like, how did I hurt myself sleeping?
I know. You know? Like, I don't even remember it.
I can't.
You stretched wrong. You looked at someone the wrong way.
That's right. That's right. Joanne, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
See you later.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Morning.
What's your old person thing?
I put my retainers in a glass denture cleaner next to my bed every night.
Stop it. You're turning me on right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo. It's very similar to my wife's bite plate that she wears at night. It's kind of a bite plate / snore guard. And when she puts on her glasses at night and puts that in, you know there ain't no loving going to be happening tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you have a retainer, though, huh?
I do. Well, you know, I can't. I'm 42 years old, and I still have a retainer. I'm so proud that there's no way now I'm going to let it slide, right?
Exactly.
Like, literally, my teeth or anything. I got to hang on to it.
You got to embrace it now. So you're buying denture cleaner at the store, then.
Well, it's the tablets, you know, the ones that come in a little tearaway, and you dump them in the water, and they fizz
it's
up.
Like the Alka-Seltzer
stuff.
The effervescent tablets, yeah.
Effervescent.
Exactly.
Saying effervescent is an old person thing.
I know.
To do.
I felt very old.
Effervescent.
Just knowing that word.
The fact that
word.
We know that brand.
Yes.
Fix it in or forget it.
Yeah. And I hope you and your teeth have a great day.
And that's good.
Thanks for calling, Ann.
My daughter wants to say she also reads old cookbooks, like your other listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And she's 8.
Oh!
See, she's starting young. That's good.
Wow. That's really young. Ann, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Thanks, Ann. Bye.
And to Andrea. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hey. Morning. So what's the old person thing that you do?
Well, I got two of them. The quick one is that I watch Golden Girls every night before bed. It like zones me out and gets me ready to sleep.
You're not alone. I know a lot of ladies that still watch
old
Golden Girls episodes.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good show. But the other one that I do is when I go to the gym, I practice getting on and off the floor without using my hands so that, like, when I'm 80, I'm able to do it. But I'm, like, just 41 now, so I'm, like, practicing, like, the falling and getting up.
That's so smart.
At the gym, you fall down? I don't know if I can
not fall, but just get on the floor without using hands.
Yeah,
and
get up without
like
using your hands.
So do you sit crisscross applesauce, or do you actually like lay on the ground like you fell down?
No, I don't lay on the ground. But
well, that's if you were to fall, that's how you would be.
I should.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tempt me with a good time. I'll go flop over at the gym.
So walk me through this. How are you sitting then?
Okay, well, you kind of go, you get down on your knees, you get on your hip, you shift your feet around you, and then you get up. So it's just different each time.
Katie, do it right now.
I know how to do this because I do Pilates. So you sit down on the.
She's sitting. No. You're, the wall's helping you.
No, but it's not. She's not on the wall. Okay, you're sitting up, kind of crisscross applesauce, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do it. She can't do it, Andrea.
Katie!
You can windshield wiper your legs and get up, too.
So windshield wiper your legs.
Oh, okay,
that
I get that. So you can do that.
But I can, you can, roll up.
It's tough in jeans, actually. I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. That's tough in jeans.
And I was sitting in a weird spot. But if I'm, laying on the ground, I can roll myself up and stand up.
You guys do have video streaming, right, of this?
I should have
moved my camera to show.
You should go back and look.
Yeah, Katie, do it again.
Get on the ground. Josh, point it at her.
Okay, so.
Here we go.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on YouTube.
Can we see her?
We get down.
Yep, gets down.
Get up like this.
One try?
You could go like this.
Okay.
She did it, Andrea.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You guys are going to be awesome when you're 80.
Woo!
Yep.
When you're
80.
Thank you for the call and the laughs. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Andrea.
Bye.
Gosh, that was
it was impressive and sad, kind of all at once.
Why
I don't know what that.
Sad?
I don't know. Just the first time you did it was like a.
Why was it a
you
weird
look like a
position.
Turtle on its back.
I was in a weird spot.
What's the old person thing that you do? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Dana, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the old person thing you do?
Well, disclaimer, I have 4 kids, so I'm not some cantankerous human, hopefully, but I cannot stand screaming kids at the park or at the restaurant or in a grocery store, and I will go over and tell them to be quiet.
You take all the time you need right now.
Exactly, right? You preach.
Preach.
I taught my kids screaming is for danger or anger, and you shouldn't be screaming if you're having fun. No one wants to hear that. It ruins everything.
I was at the grocery store the other day, and there was a kid screaming his head off, and I wanted to go over there and, dare I say, shove him down.
Yeah, right. Yes. Stop it.
I wanted to shove that kid down.
You know what,
stop.
Dana, though, kudos to you, because you have 4 kids, and it still irritates you. So many moms I know, they just zone it out. They'll hear their kids screaming, and they just won't. I'm like, don't you hear your child? They're like, oh, no, I don't even hear it anymore.
That's the voice of an angel.
I'm glad that you at least are paying attention to it, because it is annoying.
It is annoying. I know. I think I scare other moms too, because I'll just interject myself.
You should. You should shove those moms down too.
Your kids too loud.
Dana, that's funny. You have our vote. We're on your side. Have a good day.
Thank you,
Dana.
Bye.
All right, bye.
The amount of people messaging in saying that they're in their 30s and they still read the newspaper is very surprising to me.
Same. I'm like, wow.
Stacy says, I'm 32. I take photos of product labels so I can make them bigger and be able to read them. So she's on your phone.
Oh,
so you take a picture of it and zoom in. A lot of people wearing analog watches and a lot of messages coming in from guys talking about how they have their spot on the couch.
Oh, I do.
Which is such an old person thing.
I have my spot, man.
And you live alone.
It's the other side of my couch does not get sat on.
That's funny.
It's so funny.
It's perfect. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey. What's the old person thing
you do?
Good morning. Good morning. What's the old person thing?
I crochet.
You crochet?
I just learned, and I've been making those little animals that you see all over the place.
We've talked about those. What are they called?
The Woobles.
Woobles?
Woobles. Oh, I love that you crochet, though. That is such a neat, trend, and I'm glad it came back. Because a lot of young people crochet, right?
It's pretty hip right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I started doing it, and then my sister started doing it, and my kids have been, requesting certain animals. They're like, oh, I want, an elephant or a strawberry or something. So I've been, kind of slowly doing it, and they've
So you make custom Woobles.
Yeah, kind of.
Mean,
I find the patterns online, so I'm able to follow.
Do you sell your Woobles?
I just started, but it could be a good moneymaker, though, because my sister-in-law does a bunch of events and festivals and stuff. So I might just be like, hey, can you sell these? See how much they go
for,
you know?
Festival.
Now, are they soft?
Can you squeeze your Woobles?
Yeah, usually.
Yeah, they're a soft little plushy kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I'd sit at home and squeeze my Woobles all day if I had those.
Just have a Wooble party.
Yeah, I'd squeeze my friend's Woobles. My wife doesn't like it when I squeeze her Woobles, though.
Oh, gosh, Michelle. I knew you were going to go.
Are you happy you called in, Michelle?
Yeah, so happy.
You're the best.
We appreciate you. Thank you, Michelle.
Send me a picture of your Woobles.
Yeah, we want to see the Woobles.
Send me your Woobles.
Okay.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
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 That's too good.
303-691. One mix, 303-691-1649. What's the old person thing that you do? Hey, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, girl. What's your old person thing?
Well, I live in a condo, and when I walk around my complex, I yell at people to slow down in their cars.
Oh, you're the person.
That might just be a Karen thing.
No.
I actually was funny a couple years ago when my dog was still here, walking her. I ended up yelling at an old person for just basically blowing by a stop sign. So
the sign says stop.
Young and old, I don't. You know.
It's when you got to reflect and
you
think
don't
I'm getting old. I'm getting old.
Well,
now.
And it's funny because like if you're staying in your condo parking lot, people don't need to be going 30 in a parking lot.
No,
so, yeah.
No.
You guys sound
like
so
15,
old.
So it makes me aware of how fast I'm going.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do that. But whenever I say it, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're a grandma. Yeah.
Do you ever complain to restaurant managers?
No, but I always tell my daughter if she does something, I'm like, don't make me live up to my name.
Don't do it.
That's funny. That's good.
You're Karen's superpower. Karen, thank you very much for
calling in.
Please give us a good Yelp review. Have a good day.
You guys have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks,
see you later.
Karen. Bye.
There's a couple coming in, too, about having a house sweater, like probably a Mr. Rogers type thing where you're walking around the house in like a little sweater.
Yes. What you said earlier, it kind of goes hand in hand with that. I have like my at-home shoes. So I will take off all of my shoes in the front and I will put on my at-home shoes that I only wear at home. It's kind of, they're slippers.
They're
house
shoes.
So it's like
they're
that.
Slippers,
like
yeah.
what you were
Gotta
talking about. But the same
ones.
Thing. I mean, I will get out of my work clothes and then put on like the comfy clothes. So it's like at-home clothes, at-home shoes type thing.
Don't know those gray sweatpants with no underpants.
Oh.
That's what you do.
No.
Goodness.
But, wow.
Did you see the one that came in too? Who was the lady? Oh, there's so many messages coming in. She had like a car blanket. So anytime that she's driving, she wraps a blanket around herself.
I remember that. Yeah, that was. And it's not
I'm
like.
I'm looking at my Facebook.
You know, the emergency blanket you keep in your car just in case. This is different. This is a blanket that she can wear it just while she's driving. So I just thought that that was quite unique and something I also need to do because I get super cold when
you
I
do.
Drive, especially days like today.
Funny.
I need a car blanket.
303-691-1649. What's the old person thing that you do? Here's Stephanie. Hey, Steph.
Hey.
Hey. What's your old person thing?
So I like to tell the same story over and over again to different people.
Been there. Welcome to my job.
Yeah, right.
I've realized working with seniors, we do a lot of old people things that we don't realize we do. So
that's it, huh?
Tell us again.
Tell us one more time. Tell me again what you do. No, I'm joking. Stephanie, have a good day.
Thanks, Stephanie. Bye.
See you later. All right, we'll go in blind on this one. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. What's the old person thing you do? Oh, boy.
So I'm 43, and I'm pretty much a full-blown old lady.
I can tell. How? How so?
How so?
Well, as soon as I get home, I have to put on my robe and my house slippers and just be in that comfort zone. And then I also refuse to turn lights on until it's dark.
Oh, save electricity.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep. But the robe thing, I'm with you. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I get home now, and I'm like, robe on.
It's robe time.
That's just because it's so comfy.
Yes.
So
all
nice.
Day long.
It's so comfy.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye.
I do.
Why do I feel like she was actually 80 years old? Just a hunch.
It's funny. It's comfy, though.
Yeah, okay.
What's comfy. Does that make you old?
Let's go. Yeah, it kind of does. Thanks, everybody, for calling.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.